And what will be the sign of the end of the world?
¿Y qué señal habrá al final del mundo?
And Jesus quickly states,
y Jesucristo dijo inmediatamente,
let no man deceive you,
que no nos dejemos engañar por ningún hombre,
for where there'll be many,
por donde haya muchos,
that will come in my name,
que va a haber muchos en mi nombre,
saying, I am the Christ,
diciendo yo soy el Cristo,
and they will deceive many,
y van a engañar a muchos.
There will be wars,
va a haber guerras,
and rumors of wars,
y rumores de guerras,
nations against nations,
naciones contra naciones,
kingdoms against kingdoms,
reinos contra reinos,
famines,
pestilencias,
pestilence,
pestilencias,
earthquakes,
temblores,
in diverse places,
en muchos lugares.
Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
these are the beginning of sorrows,
eso es el principio de dolores,
you will be afflicted,
vas a estar afligido,
they will seek to kill you,
van a quererte matar,
you'll be hated of all men,
vas a ser odiado de todos los hombres,
for my name's sake,
por mi nombre.
People will get offended,
mucha gente se va a ofender,
they will betray one another,
se van a llevar a la corte uno al otro,
false prophets will arise,
profetas se van a levantar,
and deceive many,
y van a engañar a muchos,
because iniquity,
porque la iniquidad,
shall abound,
va a estar abundando,
and the love of many,
el amor de muchos,
shall wax cold,
se va a enfriar,
meaning,
muchos,
they'll walk away from truth,
se van a salir de la verdad,
they'll forsake me,
se van a pensar algo,
they'll get bitter,
se van a amargar,
they'll get offended,
se van a ofender,
and they'll walk away from truth,
y van a caminar de la verdad,
because iniquity,
porque la iniquidad,
shall abound,
va a estar muy más fuerte,
they will fall in love with this world,
se van a amar al mundo,
and all of its amusements,
y todo lo que existe,
and their love for me,
y el amor a mí,
the Bible said,
la Biblia dice,
will wax cold,
se va a enfriar,
because they'll no longer want,
porque ya no van a querer,
to seek me,
buscarme,
they'll walk out on this,
van a salirse,
for worldly pursuits,
por las cosas mundanas,
for worldly ambitions,
por ambiciones mundanas,
for worldly amusements,
por cosas que se van a maravillar,
for the love of many,
porque el amor de muchos,
shall wax cold,
se va a enfriar,
but the Bible said,
pero la Biblia dice,
but he,
pero él,
that endures,
que preserva hasta el fin,
shall be saved,
este será salvo.
Oh, somebody ought to clap your hands unto the Lord,
un aplauso al Señor.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2.
Segundo Timoteo capítulo 2.
Verse 3 says.
Verso 3 dice.
Thou therefore endure hardness.
Tú pues sufre como soldado.
As a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Como soldado de Jesucristo.
For no man.
Porque ninguno que milita.
That warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life.
Se embaraza en los negocios de la vida.
That he may please him,
a fin de agradar a aquel,
who had chosen him to be a soldier,
que le tomó por soldado.
You're a soldier today.
Tú eres un soldado ahora.
Or God needs you to be a soldier
today. Dios quiere
today.
Que seas un soldado ahora.
Jesus looked at his disciples,
Jesús miró a sus discípulos,
and said this,
y dijo esto,
trials are going to come,
van a venir
obstacles are going to happen,
van a venir obstáculos en tu vida,
sadly misfortunes,
por cosas van a salir
and
tristes,
tragedies of life,
tragedias van a suceder,
will come knocking at your door,
van a tocar en tu puerta,
and the life will try to entangle you,
el mundo te va a querer revolcar con las cosas de este mundo,
but he said endure,
pero preserva,
hardships as a good soldier,
sostén como un soldado,
for he that endures unto the end,
para que se sostiene hasta el final,
shall be saved,
va a ser salvo.
What he is saying, I'm saying this.
Estoy diciendo esto.
You have to make up your mind.
Tienes que hacer tu mente.
You have to get into your heart.
Tienes que tomar tu corazón.
You have to fall in love with
Tienes
him.
Que enamorarte con Dios.
And not the cares of this
y no
world.
Las cosas de este mundo.
And you got to make a declaration.
Tienes que hacer una declaración.
In this untoward, perverse world.
En este mundo pervertido.
And you got to say this.
Y tienes que decir esto.
As for me.
De para mí, oh,
and my house.
Y mi casa.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Serviremos a Jehová.
We're going to serve God.
Vamos a servir a Dios.
You got to settle in your heart.
Tienes que poner en tu corazón.
I'm going to live for God.
Voy a vivir para Dios.
I'm going to do right.
Y voy a hacer lo bueno.
I'm going to live right.
Voy a vivirlo bien.
I'm going to act right.
Voy a actuar bien.
Because if I can just endure,
pues si nomás puedo aguantar,
God can save me.
Dios me puede salvar.
So Jesus breaks it down further.
So Jesús lo
in Matthew 24.
En capítulo 24.
Verses 35 through 39.
El versículo 35 al 39.
Bible says this: heaven and earth shall pass away.
Dice el mundo y la tierra pasarán.
But my words shall not pass away.
Pero mis palabras no pasarán.
You need to mark that down.
Márquenlo en su
Biblia. You need to understand that.
Tiene que entender esto.
That a opinions may change.
Que las opiniones cambian.
Ideas may change.
Ideas pueden cambiar.
Thoughts may change.
Los pensamientos pueden cambiar.
But the word of God never
changes. Pero la palabra de Dios nunca va a cambiar.
It always stands the test of time.
Todo el tiempo va a ser lo mismo.
Don't trust in men.
No confía en el hombre.
Don't trust in chariots.
No cambia las.
But trust in the name of the Lord.
Confía en el Señor.
For the name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Porque el nombre de Dios es una torre fuerte.
And the righteous run into it.
Los justos corren a él.
And that's why he said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away."
El mundo y la tierra pasarán.
But not my words.
Pero mi palabra no
va a
pasar.
They shall endure forever.
Van a estar para siempre.
Somebody ought to clap your hands under that.
Alguien debe de aplaudir al Señor.
You've got a refuge from the storm.
Tienes un refugio de la tormenta.
You've got a map.
Tienes un mapa.
You've got a guide.
Tienes una guía.
And it's right in your hands.
Y está en tus manos.
It's the word of God.
Es la palabra de Dios.
Fall in love with.
Enamórate de la palabra.
And I challenge you, that was one thing I was going to tell you.
Y lo reto, les quería decir esto.
I need some people that'll jump on the wagon.
Quiero personas que, necesito personas que
brinquen
en la carreta.
This year is, read your word through.
Lee su palabra.
In 2019.
En este año que viene.
Matter of fact, if you need help.
Si necesita ayuda,
I've got a bread chart in my home.
Tengo una cartulina
and in my office
en mi oficina para
that
que,
I'll give you.
Que le puedo dar.
It only takes somebody to put this down.
Alguien escriba esto.
70 hours.
Solo más se toma 70 horas.
To read the Bible.
Para leer toda la Biblia. Desde el frente
to back,
hasta el último.
Which equates to 11.5 minutes a day.
Que vale 11 minutos y medio
if
al día.
If you spend 11.5 minutes a day.
Si tú gastas 11 minutos punto segundo.
You can read the word of God.
Puedes leer toda la palabra de Dios.
For the first time in your life.
Por la primera vez en tu vida.
I don't know about you, but I get reminders on my phone.
A mí me recuerda mi teléfono.
On my weekly average.
Cada semana.
What I average on my phone.
Lo que yo hago cada semana.
Anybody ever got that message?
No saben ustedes, agarran.
Crazy how Facebook works. Crazy how this phone works.
Como trabaja ese teléfono.
Matter of fact, I get in my car.
Me subo a mi carro.
And before I even put it in drive.
Antes que maneje.
It knows where I'm going on Tuesday.
Ya me dice dónde voy a ir.
It says Porterville is only 30 miles away.
Dice Porterville nomás está 35 millas.
And then on Wednesdays it knows I go to Hanford.
Miércoles voy a Hanford.
It says traffic's light.
Dice el tráfico está.
You can get there in 25 minutes.
Puedes llegar en 25 minutos
this
ahí.
This phone knows everything about you.
El teléfono sabe eso de usted, todo
why
de usted.
Why don't we change the direction of this phone?
¿Por qué no volteamos la dirección de este teléfono?
To let this phone know.
Para decirle a este teléfono.
That the first thing I do in the morning.
Que lo que hago yo primeramente.
Is read my word.
Es leer mi Biblia.
Forget about Facebook.
Olvídese de la Facebook.
Give me God book.
Dame el libro de Dios.
I'm telling you, if we'll invest in the kingdom of God.
Invertimos el reino de Dios.
If we'll invest in the right things.
Si invertimos en las cosas buenas.
If we'll invest in the word of God.
Si invertimos.
It will never pass away.
La palabra de Dios nunca va a pasar.
Amen. That's good preaching right there.
Es buena predicación ahí.
Never pass away.
Nunca va a pasar.
Verse 36 says this.
El verso 36 dice.
But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Pero el día y la hora nadie lo sabe, ni a los ángeles los cielos, sino solamente mi Padre.
But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Mas como los días de Noé, así será la venida del Hijo del Hombre.
For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
Porque como los días antes del diluvio estaban comiendo, bebiendo, casándose y dándose en casamiento hasta el día que Noé entró en la arca.
And knew not.
Y no supieron.
And knew not.
Y no conocieron.
Until the flood came.
Hasta que el diluvio llegó.
And took them all away.
Y se los llevó a todos.
So shall also.
Así será también.
The coming of man
be. La venida del Hijo del Hombre.
It does not matter.
No importa.
If it hasn't happened yet,
si no ha pasado todavía,
it doesn't make it untrue.
No dice que no es mentira.
Because the word will always be true.
Porque la palabra va a ser cierto
and
todo el tiempo.
The truth of the word is this.
La verdad de la verdad es esto.
Jesus is coming back.
Y dice, Jesús viene pronto.
Jesus is coming soon.
Dios va a venir pronto. Jesucristo.
We are closer.
Estamos más cerca de ninguna generación que ha estado antes a la venida de nuestro Señor.
Dice
en su palabra,
no man knows
nadie sabe
la
hora o el día, pero voy a venir.
So it will be,
va a suceder así como los días de Noé.
As they were eating,
cuando estaban comiendo,
and they were drinking,
estaban tomando,
and they were enjoying life,
estaban gozando la vida,
they knew not,
y no sabían que venía el diluvio y se los llevó a todos. Así será la venida del Hijo del Hombre.
Therefore be ye also ready.
Dice que estemos listos.
Let me say that again.
Déjame decir otra vez.
Therefore be ye also ready.
Entonces hay que estar listos.
For in such an hour.
Porque es ahora.
As ye think. Not the Son of Man cometh.
Que no piensas que va a venir.
We have to be ready.
Tenemos que esperar.
We must be ready.
Tenemos que estar listos.
Jesus said
Jesús dijo
in the 42nd verse,
en el capítulo 40, versículo 46, mira.
Somebody shout watch.
Mira.
Watch.
O vela.
Therefore.
Por eso.
For you not know the hour the Lord doth come.
Que no sabemos la hora cuando el Señor venga.
We must be ready.
Tenemos que estar listos.
I have to be ready.
Tengo que estar listo, preparado.
I wanna be ready.
Tengo que estar listo.
Can I be honest with you today?
Quiero ser honesto para con ustedes.
I'm honest with you all the time. I get worried when a preacher says, "Can I be honest with you?"
Dice, ¿puedo ser honesto con ustedes?
Because does that mean he wasn't honest with you before?
Y posiblemente piensan que no son caso yo honesto.
I try to always be honest behind this.
Todo el tiempo quiero ser honesto atrás de este púlpito.
Let me be honest and clear with you.
Quiero ser más claramente.
Thank God for all that He's blessed us with. Damos gracias a Dios
por todo lo que nos ha bendecido.
Thank God for our homes.
Gracias a Dios por las casas que tenemos.
Thank God for our careers.
Por las carreras que tenemos.
And all the provisions of life.
Y todas las provisiones de la vida que nos ha dado el Señor.
The clothes we wear.
La ropa que llevamos.
The cars we drive.
Los carros que manejamos.
The things we do.
Las cosas que hacemos.
The things we eat.
Las cosas que comemos.
Thank God for His provisions.
Damos gracias a Dios por los que nos da.
The Bible says He daily.
Dice que nos da todos los días. Nos da.
Up daily.
Todos los días.
He loads us up.
Que nos ama todos los días.
Daily.
Todos los días.
He loads us up.
Nos da alimento.
Can I tell you there's a God that loads you up daily?
Hay un Dios que te bendice todos los días.
Y da gracias a Dios por eso. Many times we take it for granted. A veces no lo tomamos en serio.
We serve a great God. Pero servimos a un grande Dios.
And I thank God for all that He's given us.
Y damos gracias por todo lo que nos ha dado.
But can I tell you today?
Pero te puedo decir ahora.
They mean nothing.
No es nada.
In comparison.
En comparación.
To eternity.
A la eternidad.
The cars, the homes.
Las casas, las
the
hogares.
The worldly possessions.
Las cosas posesiones.
They mean nothing.
No son nada.
That's why Mark penned it with these words.
Por eso dice con esas palabras.
What shall it profit a man?
¿Qué ganaría el hombre?
If he gains the whole world.
Si ganaría todo el mundo.
And lose your own soul.
Y pierde su alma.
I've got news for this world.
Tengo noticias para este mundo.
I've got news for the enemy.
Tengo noticias para el enemigo.
I've got news for the adversary.
Tengo noticias para el enemigo. Llévatelo.
Take this whole world.
Llévate este mundo.
But just give me Jesus.
Nomás dame a Jesús.
Take my car.
Llévate mi carro.
Take my home.
Llévate mi casa.
Take all the worldly possessions.
Tenga todas las posesiones
just
del hogar.
Give me Jesus.
Nomás dame a Jesús.
I want Him.
Yo quiero a Él.
I desire Him.
Yo lo deseo a Él.
I choose Him.
Yo lo escojo a Él.
I need Him.
Yo lo necesito a Él.
I've got to be ready.
Tengo que estar listo.
I must be ready.
Tengo que estar preparado.
I want to be ready.
Tengo que estar
when
listo. Cuando Él venga
again.
Otra vez.
Clap your hands unto the Lord.
Demos un aplauso al Señor.
And somebody shout.
Y grite.
I want to be ready.
Yo quiero estar listo.
Come on, let hell know.
I've got no
time for this world.
No tengo tiempo para este mundo.
I want Jesus.
Yo quiero a Jesús.
Hallelujah. It's sobering.
Es soberano.
To even think that we're at the close of 2018.
Que estamos llegando al año
2019. 2018 has been a crazy year.
El año 18 es algo un año muy loco.
It has been a year of heartache and pain.
Un año de dolores y dolores de cabeza.
It has been a year that you just try to put it in drive, but that car just doesn't move.
Que lo quería poner en velocidad, pero no se movía el carro.
Prayers that you've prayed that just
oraciones que usted oró.
It just seems like it's hitting a wall.
Parece que nomás tocaban la pared.
Attacks on families.
Ataques en las familias.
Attacks on bodies.
Ataques en los cuerpos.
Attacks on marriages.
Ataques en los matrimonios.
Attacks on finances.
Ataques en las finanzas.
Every possible attack.
todos los ataques posibles,
tries to get into our brain,
los que nos quieren meter en el cerebro,
and tries us to doubt the very existence of God,
y que dudemos la existencia de Dios,
and the miracles of God,
y los milagros de Dios,
and the healing powers of God,
y los poderes de Dios, los divinos,
anxiety, depression, and fear,
la presión y el miedo,
tries to darken us,
y quiere oscurecernos.
But I thank God,
pero doy gracias a Dios,
that He has not given us the spirit of fear,
que nos ha dado el espíritu de temor,
but of power,
pero de poder,
and of a sound mind,
y una mente sólida.
And I've got news for you today.
Y tengo noticias para ti.
Weeping may endure for a night,
vamos a estar sufriendo una noche,
but joy is coming in the morning.
Pero el gozo viene en la mañana.
I've already told you there's a turnaround coming.
Hay una vuelta que va a venir.
I said there's a turnaround coming.
Vamos a dar una vuelta en U.
And all that the enemy has tried to attack you with,
el enemigo nos quiere atacarnos.
God's fixing to bless you with.
Dios lo va a bendecirte.
God's fixing to give you more.
Dios te va a dar más.
And show you more.
Y darte más.
And take you to more places.
Y darte lugares más.
Than you've ever seen before.
Que has mirado antes.
But you can't throw in the towel.
Pero no puedes tirar la toalla.
And you can't quit.
No puedes dejarte.
You've got to put your feet down.
Tienes que poner tu pie.
On a solid rock.
En la roca firme.
And say I will not be moved.
Dice yo voy a ser movido.
Because I want to be ready.
Pero que quiero estar listo.
Somebody clap your hands under the Lord.
Demos un aplauso al Señor.
I say this a lot.
Digo esto mucho.
But I believe it to be true.
Pero creo que es verdad.
That we can't change yesterday.
Que no podemos cambiar ayer.
And we can't turn back the clock.
No podemos cambiar mover el reloj para atrás.
I walk in my house,
una vez entré a mi casa.
I'm reminded of what this cat looked like.
Me recordó cómo me miraba yo hace 22 años, una fotografía.
Jet black hair.
Tenía el pelo negro.
Looked skinnier.
Miraba más delgado.
And I'm reminded I can't turn back that clock.
No puedo regresar el reloj ese tiempo.
I had a phone call from my son.
Recibí una llamada de mi hijo.
A couple weeks ago.
Unas semanas atrás.
And he was telling me about an individual.
Me estaba diciendo de un individuo.
I said, how old is he?
Dice, ¿cuántos años tiene?
He said, he's old.
Dice que ya está en edad.
I said, well, what's old to you?
Digo, ¿qué quiere decir? Ya está
said,
viejo.
30.
30 años.
I said you're grounded.
Estás castigado.
Just kidding. But you can't turn back the clock.
Pero no podemos regresar el reloj.
You can't change yesterday.
No podemos cambiar ayer.
Time happens like this.
El tiempo viene rápido.
James says life is but a vapor.
La vida es un vapor.
It comes and it goes.
Viene y se va.
And we can't be discouraged.
Y no podemos desanimarnos.
On things we can't change.
En cosas que no podemos cambiar.
And mistakes we have made.
Errores que hemos cometido.
We can't change yesterday.
No podemos cambiar ayer.
But we can change today.
Pero podemos cambiar
and
ahora.
And if we change today.
Y cambiamos ahora.
It changes our tomorrow.
Y cambia nuestro mañana.
And it changes our future.
Y cambia nuestro futuro.
And it starts right here.
Y empieza ahorita.
This is our last service.
Este es el último servicio.
For 2018.
De 2018.
And it starts right here.
Y empieza aquí.
And I want to be ready.
Y quiero estar listo.
And I've got to give myself.
Tengo que entregarme.
To him and his kingdom.
A él y su reino.
It's what the Bible says.
Es lo que dice la Biblia.
Howbeit these things come but.
Esas cosas vienen.
By prayer and fasting.
Por oración y ayuno.
The way we're going to kickstart 2019.
Cuando vamos a nosotros a empezar el año que viene.
31
días.
Of praying and fasting.
De ayuno y oración.
And I know.
Yo sé.
Fasting's tough.
Es muy difícil ayunar.
You've ever declared, hey, I'm going to fast today.
Si usted ha declarado ayunar ahora.
I'm going to fast a week.
Voy a ayunar una semana.
It just seems like.
Parece que es un.
We got a superpower that just happened.
Algo ha sucedido.
Superpower smell.
Un poder de que podemos oler cosas.
Superpower, oh my goodness.
Nos despierta a nosotros un poder.
Homemade fried pork chops.
Los bisteces que comemos.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Las papas con el enderezo.
Double.
La doble hamburguesa del.
You make declarations.
Hacemos declaraciones.
You're declaring war on the enemy.
Está haciendo declaración con el enemigo.
The biggest enemy is you.
El enemigo mayor es usted.
You're declaring war on your flesh.
Está declarando guerra con su carne.
And your flesh doesn't like.
Y su carne no le gusta.
What your spirit's declaring.
Lo que está, su espíritu está declarando.
But I understand.
Pero yo entiendo.
That as much as my flesh don't like it.
Cuando no le guste a mi carne.
I'm gonna let my flesh know.
Yo quiero dejarle saber a mi carne.
You don't reign in this house.
Tú no reinas en esta casa.
You may take up a lot of space.
Tú tomarás mucho espacio
in this house,
en esta casa.
But I'm kicking you out this
pero te
year.
Voy a patear este día.
I'm gonna start it right.
Voy a empezar bien.
And I'm gonna push the plate away.
Voy a empujar el plato.
I'm gonna spend time in prayer.
Voy a empezar oración.
I'm gonna spend time in His Word.
Voy a empezar tomar tiempo en la
palabra. Because I wanna know Him more.
Porque quiero conocerlo más.
I wanna draw closer to Him.
Yo quiero acercarme más a él.
I wanna seek Him.
Quiero buscarlo a él.
I wanna spend more time
quiero
with
tomar
him.
Más tiempo con él.
I want to give myself to him.
Quiero entregarme completamente a él.
2019. And it starts with saying, God, empezamos you deserve it all.
Tú lo mereces todo, Señor.
Brother Ramos, you nailed it wherever you are.
Hermano Ramos, usted le pegó el clavo.
All hell was coming against him.
Todo el mundo venía, el enemigo venía contra ti. En las finanzas y en el infierno venía a atacarte. Las cosas que han venido a perturbarte.
Is your health,
tu salud
and your finances.
Y tus finanzas.
You stubbed your big toe,
te pachurraste un pie, un dedo.
Oh my goodness. Your body feels it.
Tu pie, tu cuerpo lo siente.
I got to hurry, but I was walking. This is our last service. It's okay to take a little bit of time.
Es el último servicio, no importa el tiempo.
It's so dark at night.
Mi cuarto está oscuro en la noche.
And there are times I know I shouldn't drink water before I go to bed.
Y hay tiempo que no debo tomar agua antes de irme a acostar.
I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
A veces me levanto a las 2 de la mañana.
And I'm trying to navigate.
Y empiezo quiero navegar.
I don't know why my wife gets to sleep on the side where she has easy access to the bathroom.
Mi esposa se duerme en el acceso donde hay libre acceso al baño.
I walk around.
Yo tengo que levantarme y dar la
and
vuelta
I'm
a la cama.
And try not to disturb her sleep.
Y yo quiero caminar suavecito para que no se despierte.
She's a light sleeper.
Porque duermo muy livianamente.
I know when she leaves my room. I'm a deep sleeper, but yo, I know at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm still sleeping.
A dos de la mañana estoy dormido.
But I'm walking, trying to go to the bathroom.
Y quiero ir al baño.
And our room is pitch dark.
Y mi cuarto está oscuro completamente.
Trying to be nice. And all of a sudden,
y de repente,
there was a suitcase in my way.
Está una maleta a un lado en mi camino.
I had no idea how it got there.
No supe cómo está, llegó ahí.
My wife may have planted that on me.
Mi esposa lo dejó posiblemente.
I hit the suitcase.
Le pegué a la maleta.
Hurt my toe.
Me lastimé mi dedo.
Caused me to Superman.
Me clamó que fuera como Superman.
In the air.
En el aire.
Coming to my glass closet doors.
Que quererle pegar a los vidrios del
exactly
mi closet.
Exactly right. Glad there was no video because it was not graceful. Trying to be quiet, but when that happened,
cuando eso sucedió,
all my spidey senses,
todos mis sensos,
started screaming.
Mi cuerpo empezaron a gritar.
And my wife's like, "What happened?"
Y después digo, ¿qué pasó?
I don't know.
No sé.
I don't know how I got off on that.
No sé cómo me fui a eso.
But I'm telling you.
Pero quiero decirles.
When things get dark.
Cuando las cosas se oscurecen y no puedes navegar por la carne y tu cuerpo no le gusta, tu cuerpo va a mandar señales, lo que Mando Ramos dijo, y tu enemigo va a atacar tu cuerpo y de repente te ataca el enemigo.
Y no digo esto para patearme en el back, pero las primeras palabras de mi boca fueron: Jesús, ayúdame.
Y lo primero que salió de mi boca dijo, Jesús, ayúdame.
We've got to learn where to run to.
Tenemos que aprender cómo a quién buscar.
We've got to learn where our strength lies.
¿Dónde viene nuestra fuerza?
Come on, I'm telling you, don't get up the phone and have pity parties throughout this, you know, your span of influences. You need to learn to say, you know what, God, I can't control this, but I'm going to give it to you.
Podemos decir, Señor, no puedo controlar esto.
And I have faith and believe that you're going to take care of it.
Tengo fe,
but the
creo
only
que
way
tú lo
it's
going to
happen is I got to step into the supernatural.
Yo quiero ponerme en lo supernatural.
I got to step into the spirit.
En el espíritu.
And I've got to trust in you.
Y quiero confiar
and
en ti.
I've got to put you first.
Tengo que primero.
In every area and every aspect
en
of my
cada
life.
Aspecto, en cada área
because
de mi vida.
I want to be ready.
Pero quiero estar listo.
And everything in my life will start falling apart.
Y todo viene mi vida viene
now
a,
I'm back on track.
A llegar.
Because he'll attack your body.
Atacó
he'll
tu cuerpo,
attack your mind.
Atacó
and he'll attack your money.
Y tocó tus finanzas.
And brother Ramos,
y hermano Ramos.
I'm telling you, he was in my office many times. We talked about.
Y hablamos eso en la oficina todo mucho tiempo.
And thank God I got the gift of forgetfulness because I forgot all about it. And hopefully you feel that way when you come to my office and we ever talk. It just stays in my office and it's gone, and I don't even know what we talked about.
Cuando alguien me dice algo se me olvida a veces todo.
But I was engaged when we were talking. Okay, I was engaged in the conversation.
Nos pusimos a conversar.
Pastor never listens. He never. I listen. But it's gone.
Si escucha el pastor,
se
escucha.
But Brother Ramos, it was tough.
Pero estaba duro, hermano Ramos.
It's a tough time for you.
Es un tiempo difícil para usted.
Tough time for your wife.
Para tu esposa.
And there were times I felt like God give me words. God's got it. God's
y
got it.
Y le pido a Dios que me diera palabras para darte.
And what you know, God turned things around.
Y Dios volteó las cosas.
But instead of running away from God,
pero en lugar de correr de Dios,
he ran towards Him.
Corrimos hacia Dios.
When his body did not feel good,
cuando su cuerpo no se sentía bien,
and none of you knew this,
y ustedes no lo sabían,
he still had a mic in his hand.
Y todavía tenía un micrófono
en su
mano.
Worshiping on the platform.
Seguía alabando al
He's
Señor.
Still climbing ladders,
se subía las escaleras.
Working on lights and sound
trabajando
equipment,
en la luz y en el sonido.
And you had no idea that he's going through it.
Y no sabían
because
usted
he
estaba
didn't
pasando.
Want to tell you he was going through it.
Porque no quería decirte.
He was making declarations to the flesh.
Estaba haciendo declaraciones
flesh,
a la
you don't
carne.
Feel good.
La carne no se siente
flesh,
bien.
It doesn't make sense.
No tiene sentido.
But I'm going to be a worshiper.
Pero voy a alabar.
And I'm going to be a praiser.
Voy a alabar a Dios.
You ain't going to take my praise away.
No vas a tocar mi alabanza.
And he gave what he didn't have,
no,
and even in the area of finances,
área de finanzas,
he never missed a month.
Nunca
and there were
mes.
Times they would struggle, but
había
I'm telling you,
hermanos.
I see the books, and many of you listen to Pastor. Let
pastor.
Me meddle a little bit because this is my last time to meddle in 2018. The reason why you're messed up
las cosas que están pasando
with finances
con finanzas,
is because you haven't put your finances in His hands.
Porque no pones sus finanzas en sus manos.
I'm going to say that again.
Lo voy a decir otra vez.
Because I'm not doing it for a hand clap
porque
or a nod.
No digo por
aplauso. I could do this at a funeral service.
Lo tengo que decir
but the reason why your finances are in disarray is because you're putting your finances in other sources.
Que pones sus finanzas en otras
and you're not putting
cosas.
Your finances in a God that can help you.
Pones sus finanzas en Dios
and a
que te
God
puede ayudar,
that can bless you.
Que te puede bendecir.
And instead of just saying, oh, I can't give my tithes because
no
this, this, and this.
Porque tengo esto.
When you start putting God first,
a poner a Dios,
He changes some things.
A cambia cosas.
He breaks some things.
Pero quiebra cosas.
Creditors that say, there's no way, God says, I'll make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yo me hago el camino
I'm
donde
telling
no hay
you
camino.
The way out. Is to give your way out. And I'm not just talking about your finances.
No solamente tus
but
finanzas,
I'm talking about every aspect of your
todo
life.
De tu vida.
Because if you really want to be ready,
estás listo,
you've got to let hell know. You've got to let the flesh know.
A la carne
you don't
vas a saber.
Belong here.
Tú no perteneces
My
aquí.
Spirit does.
Mi espíritu
and
es.
I want to be ready for Him.
Y quiero estar listo para él.
Clap your hands unto the Lord.
Demos un aplauso al Señor.
Let's stand to our feet this morning.
Pongámonos de pie esta mañana.
I've been way too long.
Ya tomé mucho tiempo.
Where's old brother Hector? He's like, oh, I can't wait. Pastor's going to be preaching. He's going to be short. I wasn't short today. And we don't need to be short.
No.
Too many of people that come and give short messages and just, you know, patty cake and patty on the back. Oh, you know what? We need the word of God.
Nosotros ocupamos escuchar la palabra de Dios.
I need the word of God.
Yo necesito la palabra de Dios.
Can I tell you 99.9% when I'm preaching right here.
El 99% de lo que predico lo
You're
estoy predicando aquí.
You're always mad because I'm preaching to me.
Me estoy predicando a sí mismo.
And if you are in that same
si estás en el mismo barco,
claim it.
Clámalo.
And say flesh.
Y de carne.
I'm taking that word.
Yo voy a tomar esa palabra.
Listen, Matthew chapter 24, verse 43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Pero saber esto, que si el padre de familia supiera qué hora el ladrón habría de venir.
Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes.
Por tanto, también vosotros estáis esparcidos por el Hijo del Hombre que ha de venir a la hora que no pensáis.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
¿Quién es el siervo y fiel siervo?
Whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household.
Que Dios lo ha hecho el rey de su casa.
To give them meat in due season.
Que déle alimento en el tiempo.
At the right time.
En el tiempo
at
correcto.
At the appointed time.
En el tiempo.
Blessed is that servant.
Bendecido sea ese siervo,
whom his Lord, when he cometh,
cuando sabe que su Señor viene,
shall find so doing.
Lo encontrarás haciendo esto.
Verily I say unto you,
digo esto,
then he shall make him ruler
lo hará gobernador
over all his goods.
De todas sus cosas.
When the Lord comes back,
cuando Dios venga,
and he is coming
va a venir, Dios va a venir.
I want to be ready.
Quiero estar listo.
Ready when he comes again.
Listo cuando venga otra vez.
Ready to hear those words.
Para escuchar esas palabras.
Well done.
Bien hecho.
Thy good and faithful servant.
Muy buen siervo.
Enter
in. Entra.
But not just for me.
No solamente para mí.
But also my household.
Para mi casa también.
My family.
Mi familia.
My kids.
Mis hijos.
My church family.
Mi iglesia, mi familia de la iglesia.
And my friends.
Y mis amigos.
I want us to be ready.
Quiero que estemos listos.
The greatest thing you can ever do for pastor.
Lo mejor que pueden hacer para su pastor.
Is to make up your mind. Es,
póngase serio.
I want to be ready.
Yo quiero estar listo.
I want to please him.
Yo quiero complacerlo a él.
I want God to be pleased
yo quiero
in
que
me.
Él se complazca conmigo.
Oh, that's why I pray that prayer.
Por eso oro esa oración.
Create in me.
Crea en mí, oh Dios.
A clean heart.
Un corazón limpio.
And renew in me.
Y renueva en mí.
A right spirit.
Un espíritu nuevo.
You know what I want us to do right now?
¿Saben lo que quiero que hagamos?
I want us to gather around our families.
Vamos a juntar nuestras familias.
I want us to line this front.
Hagamos una línea aquí enfrente.
With families.
Con las familias.
And if your family's not here,
si tu familia no está aquí,
I want you to adopt some.
Adapte una familia.
To be in your family.
O adapte a alguien
I want anybody alone.
No quiero a nadie solo.
Would you step out from your pew?
Salga de sus bancas.
Would you line this front? Let's come together as families.
Unémonos como familias.
Nobody by themselves.
No, nadie esté solo.
Brother, find a brother. Sister, find a sister.
Hermano, encuentra un hermano. Hermana, encuentra una hermana.
But let's line this front. This is the last service in 2018.
Es el último servicio de este año.
Do what you can.
Haga lo que pueda.
Put your arm around somebody.
Ponga su mano sobre alguien.
And let's pray prayers.
Vamos a orar.
Search me, God.
Busca al Señor.
Search my heart.
Busca mi corazón.
Know my ways.
Conoce mis caminos.
I want to be ready, God.
Quiero estar listo, Señor.
Help my mind.
Toca mi mente.
Help my heart.
Toca mi corazón.
Help my spirit.
Toca mi espíritu.
Come on, would you lift your voice?
Levante su voz.
Would you connect to the Lord?
Conéctese con el Señor.
Help us, God.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
We want to draw close to you.
Queremos acercarnos a ti.
We want to please you.
Queremos agradarte.
We want you to be pleased in
queremos
us.
Queremos que te agrades con nosotros.
Help us to have a godly home.
Queremos tener una casa bendecida.
Help us to have a spiritual home.
Una casa espiritual.
Help us to put you first.
Para ponerte a ti primero.
In 2019. Let us change some things.
Cambia cosas.
Let us break the curse.
Hay que quebrar la maldición.
Come on, that's it.
Es todo.
Pray for somebody. Pray a blessing over them. Blessing over their minds.
Bendice sus mentes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help us, God. Help us, God. Let that turnaround come. Come on, that's beautiful right now. Yes, God, turn things around. faith that will gather around Sister Kleinhammer. We're going to pray for her. We're going to celebrate even after this. But I want to pray for both of them. I pray that God will be with them. Amen. And I know He will. You got to pray in, Mama. We love you dearly. It has been my privilege and a blessing of mine to have pastored you. You have a servant's heart. You've been faithful. God's going to bless you. Amen. We love you dearly. And this will always be your home. And we're always with you. You're always welcome. But would you pray right now that God would help them and guide them and protect them in the name of the Lord. Come on, church, right now, in the name of the Lord, I feel Him here. Such a wonderful way, in a supernatural way. Brother Garcia, don't leave. I want Brother Garcia up here. I want Brother Ramos up here and his family. And you can have your family with you as well. I need the Bonillas up here as well. And I need Brother Alex. You can kind of step away from that keyboard. My daughter can take over Maestro, but I want you all up here on the platform real quick. Just kind of face everybody, and then we'll actually, you know what? Yeah, why don't you come up here, and then I'm going to have the congregation will come and pray. But we're going to do some new things in 2019, and I know if you want to make people mad, you change some things. And I'm not changing things to make you mad. I just try to change things for what I've led in the Spirit. Also need the youth corps, all the youth corps that'll come up. And all you in the youth corps, and that is Terceros, the Jimenez, Alex and Sissy's already here, and the Garcia's already up here. But come up on the platform as well. And amen. I'll start right here. Brother Ramos is, the whole family's incredible. I love the Ramos family. When you think of Mount Life Center, you think of the Ramoses. Amen. And I love them dearly. But Brother Ramos is transitioning, not that he's going off on a horse anywhere, but he's stepping down from the music, in the head of the music ministry, and more kind of helping me ministerially. But I want to pray that God will touch, and Sister Amy has taken over 2018. It's going to blossom. It's going to be incredible for King's Kids like never before, and God's going to help us. We're going to pray over them and pray that God will touch them. And I'm going to go down the line, and Brother Alex and Sissy, they are going to step over into the music ministry now. And they're going to be head of the music department, and I know that's a big and heavy load. And when I say head of the music, all of our musicians and singers and all of that, we all together as one body, but one voice, one vision. And we're going to let Brother Alex, I believe, I told him to spend some time in prayer and don't just tell me right away, and kind of gave me a nervous breakdown. He was like 3 weeks or so, and his wife's like, "Will you go talk to Pastor?" And I'm just kidding. I knew what the Lord had spoke to me, and I believe that great things are going to happen, but we can't do this by ourselves, but I believe that God's going to help us. We're going to pray for that and pray the direction of that. And then the Bonillas, again, every one of these families, you talk about ALC, you talk about them, and every one of you, we talk about ALC, you talk about every one of you, but the Bonillas have been faithful, and thank God where they need to be, and they're going to jump into the role of youth pastor, and our youth corps are going to jump in and rally behind, and our youth corps is comprised of the Terceros, and we'll have you gather over here if you can. When we get, just come over here. That'd be great. Terceros are on there. The Garcias are on there. Nicole and Jimenez's. I just say Nicole, the Jimenez's. I'm sorry. Are in that, and we're gonna make it together, and we're gonna rally behind it. And our hyphen and our youth will come together, and we'll have a great time. We'll talk more about that. But I'm looking forward to what God's gonna do for our youth, and it's gonna be better than it's ever been before. And I just, the Lord just said multiplication. So I know when I became youth pastor many black hairs ago, it was 75. And I see it being 150 more than that, because 75 would be double. But the Lord said multiplication, so it would be more than 75. Actually, this building is supposed to be for the youth center. So hallelujah, we're claiming that in Jesus' name. But we're going to do it collectively through the core. And we're going to pray over that as well. And Brother Manuel Garcia and Sister Sonia Garcia and Daniel, the hand of the Lord's on you. The anointing's on you. And I thank God for you. Best is yet to come. But Brother Garcia and Sister Garcia are stepping back in the role of outreach director. And we're going to pray the hand of the Lord on them. And they are faithful. And again, there are others that are synonymous with the name ALC. You think of Garcia's. And he's got such a servant's heart. They both do. And they're kingdom-minded. And I'm looking forward to the direction that God's going to have. And we're going to have a leadership meeting. Every department should be submerged in outreach. If we're not outreaching, we're messing up. We've got to go out to the sheep that aren't here and not just focus on the sheep that are here. Amen. Thought I'd get some amens on that, but we'll talk more about that. Amen. We thank God for that. And the Jimenez family, such an incredible family, an integral part of ALC. They both have servants' hearts, and I love them dearly. And they're part of our youth corps, and I'll have you guys gather around them behind the youth corps too as we begin to pray. But we're going to pray for all of them. And if you feel led, you can stretch a hand towards them or come up here on the platform. But we're going to pray for each individually here. And we believe that God's going to help us. And God's, we're not different bodies. We're not competing at anything. And we're all about trying to build the kingdom and helping us further in Jesus' name. Would you stretch a hand, your voice, if you feel led of the Lord, stand. Get up here, Brother Del Toro. Get up here with me and let's pray the hand of the Lord on them right now. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your voice. Yes, God, in the name of the Lord. Come on, lift up your voice, church. Everybody connected with the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, miracles, signs and wonders and healings and breakthroughs are going to happen in 2019. The best is yet to come. We just got to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord today? We have, let me say this before we go and do what we do best. We have a lot of departments in this church. A lot of ministries involved. And everybody has a purpose. And everybody has a place. And I'm praying that 2019 you'll find your place. God could be calling you to get involved in ushers and greeters. God could call you to say, you know what, I'd like to be more on the media and the sound. I'd like to be more in the internet and the, you know, surfing all that stuff and techno. And I'd like to outreach and music and all these different ministries. God's going to speak something on you. And all I need you to do is just come and say, Pastor, I'd like to do, let's get you connected. I said, when we can start learning to connect, we're not competing with one another. We're just competing against the devil. And I've got news for you. The devil didn't win. I read the back of the book. And baby, we win. Hallelujah. And he loses. Praise God. So I'm challenging you. Get involved. Get involved in everything you can. We're looking forward to it. Also, one thing I failed to mention is Brother Garcia will also be teaching our discipleship class. That's our Bible study classes. And one of my heartbeats and dreams and visions is for there to be 8 to 10 Bible studies per month to be given out. Could be that you want to teach a Bible study. I'd love for Bible studies to go around where we're going out to the highways and byways. And I guarantee if you ask a question, hey, have you ever had a Bible study? Would you like a Bible study? Here's the great thing about it is, once you start getting involved in Bible study, you start studying, you start learning more. And you're like, wow, I didn't even know that. And you start teaching that. That's why the Bible says, study, show thyself approved. And if God's laying that upon your heart, see me. We'll get you involved in every aspect of ministry. I love every one of you. God, I pray your hand on us. I pray your favor on us. God, we can't do this by ourselves. But I realize the harvest, God, that you've given us, the year of the harvest, it's 2019. And this building cannot house the revival that you have for us. And I pray, God, that we become kingdom-minded and we'd put you first. Hallelujah. By the power and the authority in the name of Jesus, let everybody find their purpose in your kingdom in Jesus' name. God, I pray for the food. I pray you bless it. Pray that it goes all the right places in Jesus' name as we celebrate you. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Learn. We've got a potluck out here. Kleinhammer's, you're first in line. Amen. Everybody can follow behind them. Let's have a great time in Jesus' name. God bless you.